I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. And each week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic highlights a health issue and explains how to deal with it naturally. And with the holidays around, Dr. Betty, I'm feeling very full, very, very full. Any advice about foods I can avoid and how I can keep my weight down?
Well, the main thing this time of year, yes, we've gone through sort of a period of excess, and now's the time to really, you know, think about, you know, changing our health. It's the winter season. Sometimes people kind of hibernate and are craving carbohydrates. You know, the new year is a good opportunity to get control of your health. And as I've mentioned before many times on the show, any kinds of food sensitivities, because often patients struggle this time of year with weight loss, bloating, gas, fatigue, brain fog, all those kinds of things that can be associated with food sensitivities. So if people are struggling with weight loss, for example, bloating, water retention, one of the things we can do food sensitivity testing or identify if the foods are actually causing some difficulties around weight loss. So certainly this time of year, an opportunity to kind of reflect, start fresh, and really sort of get control of your health, and whether it's food or weight gain or skin issues, the new year is always a great time to start a new health program.
So if you aren't feeling 100% and you want to approach dieting and your eating habits naturally, Dr. Betty Rosendahl can walk you through that. Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic is the name of her clinic. And a phone number for a complimentary consultation, Dr. Betty?
905-707-2001.
905-707-2001. Ask for Dr. Betty and set a time to speak to her for 15 minutes complimentary consultation, or you can make an appointment to see her and have that complimentary consultation, or you can log on to thornhillnaturopathic.ca and see what naturopathy and Dr. Betty are all about. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and I look forward to learning more next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.